Former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords understands the problem of gun violence in America. Back in 2011, she was shot in the head outside a grocery store in her congressional district in Arizona. Even today, she struggles with recovery.
I put one foot in front of the other. I found one word, and then I found another. My recovery is a daily fight, but fighting makes me stronger. Words once came easily. Today I struggle to speak, but I've not lost my voice.
Now she's voicing her support for Terry McAuliffe in the race for governor of Virginia, appearing at a roundtable with advocates for preventing gun violence.
Right off January, we're going to start passing all this stuff, ban the sale of assault weapons, get rid of the high-capacity magazines, ban the ghost guns. We'll have it out in January.
So what would Republican Glenn Youngkin do if elected governor? Would he ban assault weapons or limit high-capacity magazines or outlaw ghost guns? A spokesman for the campaign did not answer those questions, but he said McAuliffe's moves as governor to restore the rights of formerly incarcerated people made it easier for felons to get guns. The spokesman added that if Youngkin is elected governor, he would make it harder for criminals to get guns, not easier. I'm Michael Pope.